Siman Reishan Gimel Sif Dalet. Yachol Adam LeKadosh Acherim Afal Pishena Echoli Mohem. Zilzidhu Havi Mokum Suda. So even though we said the law is that Kiddush has to be Mokum Suda, the answer is that it is. He's not eating anything, but the people which are being yerked to Kiddush are eating, so that's called Kiddush Mokum Suda. Vavagav the Bibirchas Yain Eno Yachol Hotzi Acherim Im Eno Nehani Mohem. So even though now he's really addressing a separate issue. So the first issue was Mokum Surah, I took care of that. Okay. Now I have a different problem, a practical issue, that the rule is general. The general rule by Birchas and Nehenan is I cannot be Moitzi you in a Birchas and Nehenan unless I'm partaking of the item, the Hanlo as well. Birchas and Mitzvah is I can Moitzi you even I'm not doing it. Arbis makes sense. The more I said, the concept of Arbis doesn't really apply to Birchas and Nehenan because nobody has to partake of the food. A mitzvah you must do, so I have responsibility to help you do the mitzvah. So I'm in some way responsible for the mitzvah that you're doing as well. I can say Asher Kedushanu about your mitzvah, because I have responsibility for you to do the mitzvah. Your eating is your choice, so how can I be mitzvah to you on that? That's a personalized thing. I have no arvus on that. But the Mora says, Kivan the high rapier gofen who chayv le kiddush. So since the rapier gofen is necessary for the kiddush, if it's considered like the Kiddush that you're saying, now over here the word Hayom doesn't mean as opposed to Laila. It doesn't mean day versus night. It means the Kiddush of the day of Shabbos. The Kiddush of Shabbos. So therefore, I can say Rapier Gofen, even I'm not drinking at all. So the Reuben is getting up and saying Kiddush. He goes to the common issue which comes to the person dealt with. It's a case of somebody's elderly and has difficulty making Kiddush on their own. So somebody come and be much to them a Kiddush. He's not staying there. He's not eating with them. He's just saying Kiddush for them, the Reaper Goffin, and the Kiddush. They drink some of the grape juice, some of the wine. He doesn't drink anything. And that's Mutter. Now, comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says that not only does this work at night time, v'afilu b'kiddush shoyoyim b'shachris b'shabas Mutter lasers came. This works by Shabbos day as well. The Mishabura is going to discuss exactly how does that work. By nighttime, we understand. The nighttime, the Pshat is, the main thing is the Baruch of Kiddush, which that I can be made to you because of Arbus. Even though I'm not partaking. The Reper Gofen is part of the Kiddush in the sense that we need the Reper Gofen to say the Kiddush. So I can be made to you with the Reper Gofen as well. The Pesachim said the other example of this concept is the night of Pesach, the Hamoitzi Lechem in Oritz, which is in conjunction with Alachilas Matzah. So I can Moitzi somebody in Alachilas Matzah. I can also Moitzi another. I can say Hamoitzi Lechem in Oritz, even though I'm not eating right now. Right? You'd have a rabbi running a seder in the nursing home for elderly people, which would go very quickly. He's planning to go home afterwards and make his own seder. He's not eating now, so he'd say the Hamoitzi, say the Alachilas Matzah, and they would eat. That works. Shabbos day, just very big often. So how in the world does that work? That Mr. Brewer is going to talk about. This halacha that I'm immersed to you, even though I'm not partaking, so do it yourself already. Why am I doing it? The answer, they can't do it because they're not able to do it. Therefore, I have to help them, and I don't want to eat right now, so I'm not mechuyav to eat. I can do that as well. Furthermore, in a case where he hasn't, if he's ready to make Kiddush at home and he goes afterwards to Moitzi somebody, he has an elderly neighbor, he goes home and makes Kiddush at his house, eats his meal, then he goes over to his neighbor and he's Moitzi him and Kiddush. Fine. But over here, if he hasn't made Kiddush first, he stops by this person on the way home, he hasn't eaten. He's not making Yetzi Kiddush here. So he can't drink because he's drinking before Kiddush. Because for him, he wasn't Yetzi Kiddush. And he needs Kiddush Mokum Suda. So he cannot be Yetzi Kiddush over here, because he's not eating here. So he's not allowed to drink either. Okay.
Where he first goes over to just make Kiddush for the other person? Right?
Correct.
Does this contradict what you quoted in the Moshe's thing yesterday? That you can make Kiddush and eat fruit even? It doesn't count as Kiddush Mokum Suda, but it is a Kiddush.
In general, the understanding is not like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is the Kiddush. The understanding normally is you can't be toying beforehand. And Rav Moshe has a whole approach to how to address all of these issues. But the simple understanding is not like Rav Moshe. Okay. Zog to Mishra Baruch. Not only can you do this for Gedolim, can you even do this for Ketanim, because of the Inyan of Chinuch. And the Sharatzian takes it a Chiddush right there, the field of Ketanim, Shein, and Bnei Beis. So even though he's not Chayim in Chinuch for these children, he can facilitate their Chinuch as well. That's good enough. Now, who Shein, and Bnei Beis, and Kiddush Kamei, we're talking about a child who cannot do it himself. So we're starting the process of being mechanach him in the mitzvahs. Because he can do it himself. The Shulchan Aruch says he should do it himself. He's not eating him. Even though he's ready yotze beforehand. So he ready with yotze kiddush. And he ready, so he's still being, and he's coming to be mochi them a second time, same kiddush a second time. So that still works. Imohem. The Kamal and Kolbrich is in another Moitzi as Chavera im Huatzman and Nehenna Oz. We have a general rule that by Brichas and Nehenna, I cannot be Moitzi you unless I'm joining you in partaking of the item as well. I'm also being Nehenna. Rak with the Roshuchoib, the only time I can be Moitzi somebody else when I'm not partaking is something which is a Chiv. Could go in Kiddush, something which is a Chiv, you must do, it's a mitzvah. So then, I can Moitzi you in the Brach. Adam Moitzi Chavera, Kim Kamur with the Kol, Basim and Kuf Samazayan, Sif. Your test with Chav. Okay. Then came along the Ramah, the name of the Ben Yeruchim, and the Riff and the Rush. Like you might see them a Shabbos day with Rebbe Goffin, even though I'm not drinking. Rafilu, Ratzalom, Ra'af, the Shom, Kola Kiddush, Shurak, Rebbe Goffin, Levad. So, by Friday night, where the Brit Pri Goffin is almost secondary to the primary Kiddush, so I can say, you know what, the din of the Brit Pri Goffin is dragged along with the main din of Kiddush that can went to somebody else. But Shabbos day, all there is the Brit Pri Goffin. Still, Mekomachim Kiman Shehi Mitzvah Mikra Niskan Shalom Bishil Hano Elavim Mitzvah Lov Kishar Mitzvahs Batsim It's a Mitzvah Dekadin. You have to show cover to Shabbos. You should cover the Shabbos by making a Brit Pri Goffin and having something, to partaking of something before the meal, and that it gives a chashivus to the meal. It's a meal which is unique in that sense. But the main thing is not the drinking. The main thing is the showing of the uniqueness which the mitzvah is requiring you. Shemachi moitzi acherim avu b'shena nehenu. So therefore I can moitzi somebody else as well, even though I am not partaking, because this functions like a brichas mitzvahs. Okay. Kiddush alayla. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, what about Berachas HaMotzi? So according to this argument, I want to be Motzi somebody else in HaMotzi Shabbos morning when I'm not eating. Can I do that? Well, done with the Berachas HaMotzi Shal Shabbos, Shal Kol Shal 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 Shal. Of all three meals, I cannot be Motzi the person with the Berach of HaMotzi unless I eat. It's also Mitzvah, it's also Chiyuv. So why can't I be Motzi him in the Berach of HaMotzi without eating? So what's the difference? Da'av shehem choyv, ena chabalam mishum mitzvah ela kadei shehenem misudah Shabbos. Ve'ela mitzvah atzmo choyv. Toim ehum and nehenem imash nisana ein tzarech lecho. Kirisa b'simen reish peches. There's a din of onik Shabbos. And Chazal were kaveya that you should fill onik Shabbos through achilas pas. So if you have a scenario where for that person, Achilas Pas is not going to be an Oinig, so you're Mekayim Oinig a different way. So the reason why you're allowed to fast by Tadis Chaloyim on Shabbos, a person has a bad dream. Excuse me. So the Mora says that if a person has a bad dream, he should fast, because the fasting will mitigate the effect of the dream. So the Mora says he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. So Rashi says, why is he allowed to fast on Shabbos? Why is he allowed to fast on Shabbos? Because that's his oinig. He'd much rather not eat right now and fast to be able to take care of this omen of this bad dream than eat. So that's his oinig Shabbos. So you see, the main thing is not the past, the main thing is the oinig. So if the main thing is the oinig, it's not the mitzvah of saying the bracha. So how am I joining you? I have to partake as well. If the main thing is saying the bracha, like the Brei Pri Goffin of Shabbos morning, the main thing is saying the bracha. So I can write to you when saying the bracha, even though I'm not drinking. If Friday night he's saying Kiddush on Pas, so theoretically we can have a scenario where he will say the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Menorot and then the bracha of Kiddush, because they're saying Kiddush on the Pas, being Motzi somebody else and not eating at all. So he'll say Hamotzi and be Motzi somebody else not eating. Okay. There's a din by Hamoitzi, or by Benny Birchas and the Hannah were being Moitzi you, that. So Reuven saying the bracha and Shimon and Levi being yotze the bracha. Reuven saying hamotzi, Shimon and Levi being yotze with hamotzi. Reuven speaks before he eats, so his bracha wasn't effective because he spoke before he ate. Shimon and Levi can't be yotze, because now the Mishnah raises the question, why not? I mean, Shemekah is like they said the bracha, so they said the bracha and now they're eating. They weren't mousing. So no, but since they're tying it to his bracha, and his bracha ended up being invalid because for him, he spoke before he ate, so they can't be yotze with it. In this scenario where he's being moitzi them and Repriya Goffin and the Kiddush, and not drinking, he's allowed to talk. They can't talk. So this is different. Well, this halacha will now change because now the bracha has nothing to do with him anymore. Fine.
As well.
If you say Hamoitzi, no, because Hamoitzi functions except for the case you're saying Kiddush on Pas. Mm-hmm. So then it's like the Birchos Hamitzvos. But that what you're saying Hamoitzi on the bread of the meal and eating it, you already said Kiddush independently. So that's regular Birchos on the head, and you would have to partake of it as well.
So the rabbi who does the siddurim for others.
No, because that hamoitzi is the moitzi. That hamoitzi is in conjunction with alachilas matzah. That's like a mitzvah brach.
We can say that the mitzvah hamoitzi al Shabbos.
Well, that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. The main thing over here is being the nehenan. There's the hanoa, so it's a brachah. So the nehenan. It's not the brach is the main thing. Whereas by the other case, by Kiddush, the main thing is the bracha, not the drinking, it's the bracha.
But that's in the Pesach case, actually. Because the Moksi is really independent of the mitzvah of the Chalat Hamas. The Moksi is also a mitzvah of having the Lech Mishnah, assuming you have the Lech Mishnah on the Seder. Is the Hanah of eating the Matzah then? So isn't that Moksi on that aspect of it?
Well, on both, but even if I wouldn't have that mitzvah, I have a mitzvah of chilas matzah, which I must say a moitzi beforehand because I can't.
You're stuck with
the emotion. Right. Who had him? This comes along. The mechaber and says, but this whole halacha that he can be moitzi them, even though he's not partaking as well, is only because they can't do it themselves. The miyadim the kaddish ba'atma inu yochal tziyam bekiddush shaloi imenu yotze oz ba'atma bekiddush. So if I'm in Yotze Kiddush myself now, I can be Yotze, and I can be Yotze you as well, even though you're able to do it. But if you're able to do it, I'm not being Yotze now, so what am I doing in Kiddush? Where's my Arvis? Just do it yourself. I understand the case where I'm saying the Kiddush because I need to say Kiddush. So you can join with me as well. Okay. But if I'm not being Yotze now, you do it. Comes along the pre-Kaddish from Simon Tovke, Kupay Hey, Kalik, Israel, the Kogabal, Yerchol, and see him. Pivar Tachim, Masa Gam came to Medina, Yerchol, and see Bechogavni. So he agrees, in theory, the pre-Kaddish is right. But, Achachachil, Amitzel, she Kaddish, Batsu, and Kim and Shu Baki. Because we have a concept that the person of the Baki should not be much with somebody else, unless there's a need. So if we have a concept of Rebbe Amharis Melech, we spoke about the idea that is very significant. So for all partaking together, so I'll say for everybody else. Fine. But I'm not partaking. I have no Rebbe Amharis Melech concept. So you do it. So he's a Baki to say it. The other guy's not being Yotze, so why is he saying it, not you? A woman who's not familiar with how to say Kiddush, and she's by herself, she doesn't have a husband. Her husband passed away. She can't go next door to hear Kiddush. She has, you know, I'll go next door here, Kiddush, but you're going to say Kiddush, but I'll come back home and I'll eat. So he says, that doesn't work. She's not eating there. So that would gain that you don't have the scenario that someone who's not being Yotze is being Motzi her. He says, no, but that's much more appropriate because everything works. But if she'd go next door to save that fellow the Tircha of Shlepping, so she eats the next door, she eats next door, but she doesn't eat next door. She just hears Kiddush and she goes back to her house and she eats. So it's not Kiddush Malkum Zudu. It doesn't go.
She didn't eat anything there?
Right, she's not eating there. She's just stepping next door to hear the Kiddush.
Isn't the general practice to be called a Prichadosh? When somebody comes home from shul and makes Kiddush or hears Kiddush from shul or something, and then sits down to eat lunch with his family an hour later, doesn't that person usually make Kiddush rather than say, you know, wife has to make Kiddush because she wasn't able to see it?
Well, first of all, the minhag is like the Brit Chodesh.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Okay, yeah. But that, putting in that scenario, the argument where there's a little bit different because there's a gra that holds the Kiddush Malkum Suda is only fulfilled, he passed, and is only fulfilled if he'd passed. So it comes across the gra, you weren't really Yotze and Shul.
So
you'd be machmer the gra, so that is much of that true, so you're saying you're on Kiddush now.
What do you mean that it looks like the
Brit Chodesh? Mishmur about the Brit Chodesh, that I can be Motze you, even not being Yotze now, even if you're able to say yourself, even if you're a baki, the Shulchan Aruch said I can only do that if you're not familiar how to do it. I can be moed to you because I have responsibility to make sure that you do it, and you can't do it. So I have that's my key. But if you do it yourself, do it yourself. Leave me out of it. I'm not being here to now. Mm-hmm. You don't need me. So that's what the Mechaber said. Comes Rishchad says no. This is dinner. I can be moed to you. So I'm moed to you. Whether I'm in Yotze now is irrelevant. Okay. Kasa Goinim is an important piece of the Goinim, a famous piece of the Goinim. Hod and Kiddush Ela Malkum Suda. So let's define Malkum Suda. Filo Ochel Dabar Muatz, or Shosa Kais Yayin, Shekhai Velo Brocha. He ate enough to be able to say Brocha Krona, or drank enough to have to say Brocha Krona. So Yotze, they Kiddush the Malkum Suda. So he fulfilled the Kiddush, B'makam Suda. He's fulfilled his Kiddush. His Kiddush is now valid. And then, if he wants, he can go somewhere else and finish up the meal. Because it's called Kiddush B'makam Suda. Because the Kiddush was said, you ate something, so you fulfilled the Kiddush B'makam Suda. And then go eat the rest somewhere else. Okay, now, V'davka Ocho Lechem U'Shosa Yayin, Aval Ocho Peiris Loi. We say that Dabar Mu'et, The Kiddush over here is that not that you can eat any type of thing, any achila, even a little bit of achila. It means an amount, but the what you're eating is pas or wine. Paris not. Fiza hoya mutter lamoyal sandig litras kosher mila b'shava shakris b'shoysim kashir. Amalaga litzin latinik. So we have a scenario. They make a bris and they make the bray priya golfin. So whoever's given that, usually it sounds like from them that was that the moral of the Sadik was the one who would say the bracha. So whoever said the bracha, he's going home to eat. He's not eating here. So how can he drink? He's got a problem. Kiddush Malkum Suda. Since it's not Malkum Suda, he can't drink. So they ate some. They would give the child. Now, if the imagine what that eats is, right? If the purpose is that your bracha should not be a bracha lo batola, giving it, you say, well, it wasn't the Matola because I used it to mochi this 8-day-old child. Like, really? If you mochi an 8-day-old child with the Reper Goffin, if the point is that that there's a requirement of drinking, it's covered a case, it shouldn't be ignored, etc. So you fulfill that with giving it to the Tinnik. But if the Indian is that the bracha should not be a bracha levatola, how does that work? So you see the card that's together. So the minute, but there are more, really, I have a better Eitzah, a very simpler Eitzah. The person is saying Kiddush, can sit down and drink a Revius. So according to the Gaonim, it's called a Kiddush Mishnah Kamasuda. Yeah, so he has to eat Mu'at. So says Mishabura, Mu'at means a little bit, Hainu Akapadim Shir Kazayas. The high shechayvul abracha atavav koi. It says either he ate or he drank enough to be chayvul abracha. So the pause in that sentence is he ate or drank, comma, enough to be chayvul abracha kerner. Not he ate, comma, and he drank enough to be chayvul abracha kerner. Because that would sound like eating has no shear, drinking has a shear of abracha kerner. So that's wrong. It's eating or drinking, comma, the amount is enough as chayvul abracha is good to be here to kiddush drunken soup. So you need a kazayis by the food. Needs a bracha karana. Hanukkah shir revius, but the shir for that is revius. You have to drink a revius. Shechayvin will be bracha karana. So they could have said you drink a revius. But the point that was that the reason why you need that is because it has this maila of it gets a chashivas of a shtia to it. Harai, you need to say bracha karana on it. Really, the chaver can because that's a person. The bracha chana, excuse me, bracha chana. Sorech shir revius dafka. We're going like the opinion that you need a revius. People got themselves a feel in normer ba'alma. The bracha chana ain't sorech revius. Even you say that the shir for bracha chana of drink is not a revius, but the yin shiyan nikra b'makom suda lochasha b'pachas revius yain. But everybody agrees over here that you need a revius to be yotze kiddush b'makom suda. Now, once he does that, he can then continue his meal somewhere else. So now we have a new problem. You started your meal, you had a kazayas over here. How are you leaving? How are you going to leave? Right? So he says the case is either he would have to bench over here. Ach b'di'evin k'sha'akar itzarach levorach because the Muslim cut him el acher gemar su. If he did leave, which he shouldn't have done, he'll say okay bench. So once you're there, ready, eat your meal. You bench afterwards. He can be garim himself some mokam acher b'shamin itzarach levorach oed al kodesh cut him she'isa talkar yatsa yidei kiddush. She doesn't have to say kiddush anymore. He's there to kiddush. According to this opinion, it's not going to be eight lechem or drink wine. So if wine works, so we know that in general the foods that you say alamityan mazarnis is more chasher than yain. So if yain works, kol shkein minit hagima work from chmishes minim the yotze. Tehem chashivit famous the Suda Shabbos miyayin, the more chashav than yayin for Suda Shabbos. Al b'sheicher b'shar mashkim afila imhayu chamar medina en yetzibom b'mokim Suda. I cannot drink a revias of beer and say I had mokim Suda. Even if this is the place where that is the chamar medina. L'soyd alev chamar yayin. The reason why this works is because the more it says that wine sort of makes you feel full. Gives you a feeling of being surveyed. So therefore, it functions like a suda. So that's unique to wine. I'm chalusha gadol kivager. B'tosha shabbos shochicha the lekamer shanim ena yotzi the kiddush makom suda yedei kosh yayin ken nira shein lahakel b'zeh af elam makom adoichik. So this mahalach of the gaonim, which the Shulchan Aruch presents as a viable option, comes along. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not such a viable option.
Is
yayin
here that's. Is it talking about alcoholic?
Let's assume that. If you hold, you can use Grape juice will have a din of wine for this purpose also.
So grape juice is sayin halev.
Interesting over here in the Moshe Dirshu, he brings the Nissan Karela told in Hashem Zalman, and then remember Hashem Zalman, this is considered it's Mitzit Soyed. But he brings over here from Belyasha. Belyasha said not like that. Or at least he says it's not clear. Okay. Paris Loy, so you can't use Paris. Commissions Minim Mikri Nosen, the five types of grain are considered mosin, something which gives sustenance. V'yayin soydalev, and yayin and soydalev, so they both have their elements of chashivas. V'shadvar mefilo ochel mehem harbe, and a chashiv suda klal. A large amount of them that still does not give it a din of a suda. Okay. Mashanagam leila besachosin or mila. Bein sham kisten macher kiddush, rach minim begotim. So, remember the scenario. So they go to, over to the base of Chosin, and they go to the place where they're making a meal, and all there is available is some types of candies, nuts, etc. There's no mizernis. Eimer litzim shom klal, you can't eat. Wasagav mashia mekadosh shoyse kolakos. After master revius, the mahani zemahani rak the shoyse atzar below the chair. That which he's been with everybody else in the kiddush, he said the kiddush. Now he's drinking. That's his personal act. So he drank revius, so he can eat. But everybody else didn't drink revius, so they can't eat. V'hine b'shilti gibarim kosev. The af b'peiris die. No, he disagrees. You can use peiris for makom suda. The chol suda shabbos nachshavas kava. Any part of the meal is called kava. That's the turba shachanar ikur. But the ma'aseh ikur is not like that. That you cannot use peiris. He doesn't feel well. He needs to eat something. He doesn't have anything to eat after the kiddush. So we'll rely on the shulti gibor and use fruit. By Shabbos day. But at night time, where the requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda is stronger, so you cannot rely on this opinion of Paris. You have to drink a kashir. If a person would do so, he would solve the problem. How does Yeshua Shiravius? He has to drink a full Ravius. Yeshua Mashana Yotze, the Kiddush, Makam Suda, Fila Yeshua Shiravius, Rakzar, Lishus Ravius, Yain Movada, Kershul Kiddush. They take it a step weiter. You're drinking Ravius, but that was because the Kershul Kiddush required at least that the Mali Lugmav should be drank from it. So, okay, so you drank Mali Lugmav, then above and beyond the Mali Lugmav, which you fulfilled your obligations with the Kiddush, you added another Ravius of wine. Oh, okay, that I get. So that's what he brings over here. Okay. Now, I think the Minigud Elam is like this Yesharim. He says, Hudas Avushim, Rabu Ha'akrenim Ha'oim Nebishit Hosev. There are many, many Akrenim which support this opinion. Okay. Shartin says, and let's look at the Shartin in the Chavtes. This opinion is the Dash of Ush. That you need a Shir Revius besides. So let's say for argument's sake, Mali Lugmav is Rav Revius. So if you assume that Revius is, right, 5 ounces, so he would have to drink 7.6 ounces. Rav Revius, that's 2.6, plus another Revius. So you have to drink a total of, you know, actually 0.6 is probably not correct either. There has to be an amount which is nicker, preferably. So, right. Now the I just gave an example. I'm not saying that that's the shear. It's actually less than that. Take a look at the Bir Halacha Kasu HaGa'inim. So the Ga'inim is allowing you to use a cup of wine to fulfill Makam Suda. My same as Rav, Hebi Kasu Shagro, Abakidash Yerm, Lohoya Makadash Ella, the Makam Suda, Gemura, Blamahani, Tagima, Oyan. He held that you're not Yerzu with Gazernis or with wine, you have to have an actual meal. So Lima's clues to people make a meal out of the Kiddush. Probably should bench the bench. Okay. Vav.
The only bench.
Vav. In Kiddush bebeisai, b'shama shcheinoi. So Reuven is making Kiddush in his house. Nice, beautiful voice. It floats over to Shimon's house. And Shimon has his table set and he's ready to go. So he indicates he wants to be Yotze. So he can have Kavanah, he can be Yotze. The Shabbat have Makam Suda. So it's called Makam Suda because he's being Yotze Kiddush here and eating here. The Kiddush is being set in a different building. It's not Kiddush and Makam Suda. That's not true because the Shemek Oina brings the Kiddush here. And here it's Makam Suda. Now this only works. That works is only both parties have kavana for each other. Vav, Mishabura Chavches, Bimkidesh. Who then feel like Chachil Yochel Kaddish Beisuk Teishishma Shchena Hador Bevaisacher. It's not only Bidiyah, but even Chachil, you can have that arrangement. Okay. Bimshchena Yodel Batzul Kaddish. If the neighbor doesn't know how to can't make the brach on his own, so I can be moitzi him, even though I'm not eating that, and that works even though it's in two different buildings. That's his being mechadish. Why am I should stop the shem misim cut and chav? Because the one can ram the who I didn't change the kalsa pass yochel the baruch lehem moitzi. It's the same thing he said the moitzi even though he's not being yertz over here. So, for them, it's called Makam Suda. Shachon Aruch, near the Lavdaf, the table is set. The Lavdaf table is set. El Hu Adin Kishroi Tzalara Chashulchan Lecho L'Alter Gam Kim Mahani.
Person who's saying the Hamotzi isn't being Yotzi?
He isn't here. Well, so the case over here was Kiddush. Give me a second. The case of the Mekadosh Lepas, it'll be the same thing.
What, on Friday night?
Yeah.
Only on Friday night.
Because we don't do B'Shabbos Day. Shechon Oruch, his table now. There's the Lav Dafka. Hudim Kishroi Tzalarach HaShulchan Lecholar Tegam Kimahani. So Shimon is in his house hearing Reuven's Kiddush in Reuven's house in Binyotze. So he doesn't need the table set, but he needs it immediately. He'll start the meal afterwards. So set the table right away afterwards. This works only to his common shemeya mashmiya. Ladach ben yezed who adin b'chol shemekadosh acherim din hachi. That halacha you have to come on for both sides is ladach for this carry. Every scenario you bring by to a kiddush. Shitzim mekadosh beis amedush bezmanenu lo yotze shu hashemeya filim niskam lotzes. When the chazan says it in shul, you're not yotze with him. Even if you're coming to be yotze with him, why? Because he has no coming to be yotze anybody because he doesn't believe anybody needs kiddush. Lo yotze shemayah filim niskam and lo tzisim who writes at least a shemar chakas. Elam kain niskam and shliach tzibur lo hitzia. It only works if the one who's saying the kiddush has him in mind. Is also let's finish up the next Zion. Yeshem Hashem mekadosh el olor haner. You have to take Kiddush in the place where it's lit. Because that's enhances the meal. It's light. V'yesharim shein the Kiddush tell them in there. You don't need dafka in there. Therefore, b'manhena b'chotzer, yosim ibnei ha'avir. He feels more comfortable outside because it's cooler outside or because of the bugs are bothering him. He can.
Bugs are bothering him inside?
It's the case. Okay. You can go outside to eat. I'll be and a roy on there. Shaner is loining the star with the tsar. So the union of the nair is that it enhances the meal. So how are you allowed to leave the nair? You're losing your enhancement. No, I'm not. I actually feel better outside. It's cooler. So I lost that enhancement. I have a different enhancement. Welcome, Mr. That you can't do with Makadosh here and eat there, because that's a problem with Kiddush Makam Suda. This is only logical that you should do that if it's really uncomfortable. If that level of is not there, Mitzar Harbe, then you have to eat where the Nair is.
I say, Rishon Gimel,
Siptes, on Shabbos, on Binyan.
Fine. Does a patio or a deck have a din of the bais regarding Makom Suda? Making Kiddush in one and then going inside to finish the Suda? Or is that like a chotzer?
Like a chotzer, Pashas.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing is that, you know, if you put, you can come in, come in. Let's say a sukkah on the deck, and you go straight from the house into the sukkah. So that's probably considered an extension of the house because it has a gog. So it's like you made an addition, very cheap addition for a week. Yeah. Okay. So,